It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. The Catholic Church is struggling with sex abuse scandals in country after country, and that includes the two nations we're about to visit.
In a moment, we'll go to Mexico, the source of some severe allegations. There, the Vatican is looking into the powerful Legionnaires of Christ. We begin in a country where the church tried to get ahead of the scandal.
In the Netherlands, where the church set up a hotline for abuse victims years ago, the church was still surprised by the latest wave of allegations. NPR's Eric Westerveld has our report.
Dutch musician Bert Smeets, lead singer of the band Bedroom Monkeys, sips black tea outside the 6th century Our Sweet Lady Cathedral in Maastricht. It's the oldest church in the Netherlands, and it's a place Smeets hasn't stepped foot in for years. In the early 1960s, he says he was sexually abused at a Catholic boarding school. He recalls running to one of the head priests and telling him what happened. Smeets says that priest promptly beat him severely and told him he was lying.
They made me believe I was making it up. I was 10 years old. I was really shocked. You know, nobody was allowed to talk to me. I wasn't allowed to talk to anybody. I get really isolated. That was very hard.
The sexually abusive priest, Smeets says, repeatedly violated him. In his teen years, he tried to channel his confusion and rage into his music, writing songs such as this, Answer, No Answer, at age 14.
Answer me, my God. I need somebody to talk to me, my.
I felt very lost, and there was questions, and I was asking for help in this song. But I didn't realize what really was the meaning of it at that time. I just sang it.
Now 58 years old, Smeets has launched a blog called Mea Culpa to bring Dutch victims together. So far, he's received more than 1,000 phone calls and emails from people in the Netherlands who say they too were abused by Catholic priests. His efforts were helped by recent reports on Radio Netherlands and in a Dutch newspaper, which detailed similar sexual abuse. Jan Harret says he too was molested at a boarding school in the early 60s. Harret, then 11 years old, was an altar boy and says he wanted to become a missionary. All that collapsed after a priest sexually attacked him in his room and then again in the school's chapel.
When I was abused, it was against the altar. The priest was riding up to me, and then you're standing with your back to the altar, and that's holy because, yeah, you're praying there as an altar boy. You're looking up to that. You see the Father, you see the cross, you think about God, and then afterwards, all what was holy and sacred, it suddenly fell down.
This abuse happened in 1964. Why didn't you come forward in your 20s, your 30s?
I did. I always talked about it everywhere, all around. But you were never heard. That's, of course, the problem. You never get through.
Harrits and other victims are now getting through, and the flood of new abuse allegations seems to have taken the Catholic Church here by surprise. Dutch Catholics, about a quarter of Holland's population, have arguably been the most proactive about priest abuse in all of Europe. Peter Konen, with the Catholic Bishops' Conference here, notes that 15 years ago, the church set up a nationwide hotline where victims could report abuse and seek help.
Of course, we thought we are coping with the problem already. We were very, very surprised that these reactions came to surface so suddenly and so massively.
Konen believes the Netherlands Church deserves credit for again taking swift action. When the boarding school allegations surfaced, bishops quickly asked a Protestant former head of the Dutch Parliament to lead a full investigation.
The bishops came forward so strongly with a statement of sorrow, of pity, of apologies, and a direct reaction of an independent investigation that this black page in the Dutch church history has to be confronted, has to be faced, to get on with the life of the victims, but also with the life of the church.
But many victims, including Harrits and Smeets, question whether the investigation will be sufficient or independent. Bert Smeets wants to see a truly independent probe, one which could look at the archives of the Dutch Catholic Church.
It was covered up. They know they had a problem. They have the information. That's why they have the archives. So, put it on the internet. Put it on the table.
The last Dutch Catholic boarding school was closed in 1981. But victims such as Smeets and Harret say it's never too late for justice. Both are part of a pending group lawsuit here that seeks financial compensation and answers. Eric Westerveld, NPR News, Maastricht.